was named after the platoon medic that had been killed about 2 months into the deployment. It was a few plywood bee huts clinging to the side of a ridge, and sandbags, bunkers, gun positions. There were 20 men up there of 2nd Platoon Battle Company. I spent most of my time up there. There was no running water. There was no way to bathe. The guys were up there for a month at a time. They never even got out of their clothes. They fought, they worked, they slept in the same clothes. They never took them off. And at the end of the month, they went back down to the company headquarters. And by then, their clothes were unwearable. They burned them and got a new set. There was no internet. There was no phone. There was no communication with the outside world up there. There was no cooked food. There was nothing up there that young men typically like. No cars, no girls, no television, nothing, except combat. Combat they did learn to like. I remember one day, it was a very hot day in the spring, and we hadn't been in a fight in a couple of weeks, maybe. Usually the outpost was attacked, and we hadn't seen any combat in a couple of weeks, and everyone was just stunned with boredom and heat. And I remember the lieutenant walking past me, sort of stripped to the waist. It was incredibly hot. Stripped to the waist, walked past me muttering, "Oh God, please someone attack us today." That's how bored they were. That's war too. It's a lieutenant saying, "Please something, make something happen, because we're going crazy." To understand that, you have to, for a moment, think about combat not morally. That's an important job to do. But for a moment, don't think about it morally. Think about it neurologically. Let's think about what happens in your brain when you're in combat. First of all, the experience is it's a very bizarre one. It's not what I had expected. Usually you're not scared. I've been very scared in combat. But most of the time when I was out there, I wasn't scared. I was very scared beforehand and incredibly scared afterwards. And that fear that comes afterwards can last years. I haven't been shot at in 6 years. And I was woken up very abruptly this morning by a nightmare that I was being strafed by aircraft 6 years later. I've never even been strafed by aircraft, and I was having nightmares about it. Time slows down. You get this weird tunnel vision. You notice some details very, very, very accurately, and other things drop out. It's almost a slightly altered state of mind. What's happening in your brain is you're getting an enormous amount of adrenaline pumped through your system.